All right, now it's time for Talkin' Books. Victor and I joined in the studio by the one and only Susan Brown, who heads up the Chapel Hill Public Library. ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org is their website. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am most excellent this
nice.
Morning. How are you?
Less than most excellent, but
Took you a minute there.
in the top percentile. Yeah.
All right.
What's going on?
You know, just looking forward to another day at the Chapel Hill Public Library.
Nice.
Things are rolling along. After this, I actually have a staff meeting where we're going to talk about our next steps, but we are currently open on the lower level for people to come in and use our computers and printers, and the upper level is open to come in and get your holds. We've also pulled out some displays, so as you kind of walk that path to grab your holds, you can also grab some new books, grab some kids' books. We've put out displays. We put out a lot of books that have come out in the last year that maybe there were long holds lists on then, but there aren't now. So that's been very popular with folks.
Nice.
And in the coming weeks, we will open for some browsing.
Nice.
That's coming next.
That's awesome. I'm excited because literally today I'm going into the library for the first time to pick up a hold. For the first time in like a year and a half. It's like, ooh, exciting new thing. Like,
yay.
Things getting back to normal. It's cool.
Yeah. People have, like, it hits when people come in for the first time. We've had people dancing, crying, laughing, taking pictures. So I look forward to seeing what your reaction is, Aaron.
All right. Well, let's talk books. We always have a different prompt or an inspiration to guide our recommendations every single week. This week, we thought we'd talk about the fact that June is LGBTQ Pride Month, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's going first? Not me.
Not
one, two,
you.
Three. Not it.
Okay, cool. Not it. Do you want to go, Victor?
I'm ready to
go.
Go
for it,
do
Victor.
It.
Actually.
I've got the same book that I recommend all the time whenever I possibly can. Susan was already laughing at me about this earlier because she knows what's coming. So
well, I'm gonna talk some books, and since we're talking Pride Month, I want to talk about Caitlin R. Kiernan. They are a trans/gender-fluid author and the current captain of the good ship Weird Fiction, like a Thomas Ligotti type of author, but just a little more punk, literally Kiernan was and is in a band. Also, they're a formally educated and practicing paleontologist, which is fun. Like, literally put out a paper last year about a giant sea turtle fossil. Caitlin R. Kiernan.
Now they're just bragging.
Rules. I mean, and that's fine. Like, that's
a little
so
extra,
cool.
That's just a little too much flexed there.
A full-time job in a... all in addition to writing really crazy stuff. So my first introduction to Kiernan was a comic called Alabaster Wolves, which is where I was introduced to a specific character, Dancy, and I can never say her last name, Flammarion.
Flammarion,
potentially. All She's
right.
an albino girl who's set against a southern gothic horror type of backdrop. She speaks to an angel, like a seraph, like a biblical three-headed flaming crazy looking thing, and is commanded by this angel to seek out and slay monsters. It is from there that I started reading prose because that's the only way for me to get more pieces of the Alabaster story, and that's how I found out that Kiernan specializes in short stories and does pretty much the raddest thing that anyone can do, publishes a zine. I love a good zine.
Like, are there still zines?
Mailed to you. That's why it's the coolest thing that anybody can do. So there's lots of collections out there, but if you want to read a novel, I actually don't recommend early stuff like Threshold or Silk. I would actually suggest a more recent book like The Red Tree if short stories are not your bag. But if short stories are your bag, Kiernan has them in spades.
I want to publish zines.
I would love to publish a zine. Let's
and Rage Against Machines.
Yeah, do it.
Zines are still a thing, y'all.
Zines are okay.
They are.
All right. I think of it as like a late 90s, early 2000s thing. But
there's also actually at the, is it, what's it, Duke? Is it the Sally Bingham Women's Center? They have a like zine collection.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
I got to check that out.
Cool.
All right, so my recommendation, I'm going to go back to my all-time favorite book of all time, which is Alison. No, that's
no,
yours.
Sorry.
That's yours. Alison Bechdel's Fun Home, which is a like arguably the greatest graphic novel of all time. Certainly one of the best autobiographies of all time. It got turned into a musical in 2013 that won the Tony, but go back and read the original graphic novel because it's fantastic. It's about autobiographical about Allison growing up in the 60s and 70s in rural Pennsylvania. She comes out of the closet when she gets to college, and her father immediately comes out right back. Big shock to her, but not to her mother, who knew all along. And then it's this incredible family story that just weaves in and out of time. It's literary. Every chapter weaves in a different great novel, like Ulysses or Proust or something else. So it's incredibly smart. It's very poignant. It's really meaningful. It's depressing. It's sad. It's joyous. And it's also a really, really great story about just the weight that lifts when you're able to come out and live your life and live your truth, and what happens when you're not able to do that. So it's perfect for Pride Month as well for that.
Awesome.
Yeah. Also, the house that she grew up in is an Airbnb now. And I desperately want to go up there to rural Pennsylvania and just stay in the fun home house one night.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't have a book per se. I have a resource for books. So I want to point out that the Chapel Hill Public Library staff, we make and curate book lists all the time on all different topics. So if you currently go to our website, at the top there's a banner. We are part of this Small Town Pride campaign that's happening between Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
Which is very cool.
And if you click on that and then you go down to reading lists, you can find a list for almost everything. We have Rainbow Reads, Pride Books for Kids. We have LGBTQ History for Kids. We have Queer and Trans People of Color Books for Teens. We have Gender Diverse Picture Books. This one's my favorite title, The Epic and Ultimate Middle Grade LGBTQIA+ Guide.
Nice.
We have one for teens that's epic and ultimate. Keep scrolling down. And then we also have one that is for adults. So I clicked on that one because I was just thinking about what books I was going to recommend. And I will just name a couple on this list, which really shows how our staff curates things. There's something for everyone here. So when I click on the, the Pride books for adults, if you like horror and short stories, I would recommend Carmen Maria Machado's book, Her Body and Other Parts. It's wonderfully queer and dark and gothic and strange. If you like romance, you could read Red, White, and Royal Blue, which is a wonderful debut kind of rom-com where the first female president's son falls in love with the Prince of Wales.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Did that just come out, or did they just make like a TV series about it?
I think there's a second novel that came out.
It's probably got optioned.
I mean, that one was a big hit. There's more nonfiction on here. Also, if you like historical fiction, there's Sarah Waters' book, Fingersmith, which is a great, great novel. So I really wanted to point out a couple of things for adults, but also all of these lists, if you're celebrating Pride Month by reading with the whole family, our staff has done an excellent job there.
Awesome. And that's all on the website, right?
That's right.
ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org. Go there and check out all of those lists, plus a whole lot more, plus get information about upcoming schedule changes and keep posted on that, because that's changing all the time. Susan Brown, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you.